Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives, see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor and are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So if you'd like to call into the show, the number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel guidance is 646-716-6794. And once again, hello, listeners, and thank you so much for calling into Angel Healing House and listening. You know, some of you are listening on computer, on phone, perhaps listening to the almost 90 shows which are archived on the Blog Talk Radio site. That is just a reminder for myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels. We send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter once a month, and which shows everyone the world from a higher perspective. That this newsletter brings forth angelic messages on a particular topic that will give you great insights on how to live life with clarity and passion and joy. So if you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address. And please send that to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you'd like your own individual, in-depth, revealing channeled angel reading with myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, you can call me after the show on 831-277-3716 for your individualized angelic reading. The Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. So I see that we have lots of callers today holding for free angel advice. The first one, which will be picked up when it's time, is that 910. So please do hang on. My regular listeners know that I like to talk about the topic for about 15 or 20 minutes before we get to those callers. And today's topic is own who you are. This topic came about as a result of a brunch meeting that I had with a very dear friend of mine who is another writer. She is definitely a writer, as she has sold her scripts before. She's worked as a comedy writer on several successful sitcoms and has a varied list of shows that she's contributed to. Yet regardless of what her past experiences are and her contributions demonstrate, she still has a hard time embracing and exclaiming to the universe exactly who she is. You know, this very intuitive friend of mine, and I know that many of us are at an important precipice that we have been working towards for the better part of the last 10 years. Everything that we have accomplished, the books we've written, the CDs we've recorded, the workshops we've held, we've made videos and podcasts, and we've garnered degrees and certification. Many of us, like myself, have created radio shows. This has laid a very strong foundation for many of us to step into a much bigger role and really, finally, be heard and be seen on a much larger scale. Now, as I've stated on previous radio programs, those that are stepping forward in this role are the first wave of light workers, the starseeds, the walk-ins who are on the planet. And we are doing this in order to be the metaphysical teachers to help the second wave of light workers to shift and awaken to a higher conscious awareness. You know, in discussing this important next step for many of us, my dear friend said, "But I'm amazed how clear that you are," she's speaking to me, "are on knowing who you are. You've no problem in stating and owning who you are to others." I told her that this was not always the case. When I arrived in the States, moved here from Australia 5 years ago, I was synchronistically led to join a professional women's networking group. At the beginning of each meeting, each member got exactly 30 seconds to state who they were and what they do. Now, sometimes this is referred to as an elevator speech, as one only has a short ride to introduce themselves to others. You know, to keep us and make sure each of us was in that 30-second time frame, a little bell was sounded when our time was up and we didn't get to speak anymore. So I went home after that first meeting and I practiced my 30-second elevator speech, etc. And the next week, when I came back and it was my turn, I got up. And within 30 seconds, I said, "Hello, everyone. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. And through my business, Angel Healing House, I'm a licensed Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a writer, and an author. I help clients to live in peace and joy, connect to their abundance, empowerment, and clarity in their lives. I'd love to help you and for you to book your own heavenly session with me today." You know what happened as a result of that? Afterwards, I had so many people come up to me and say that it wasn't so much the words that I was saying, but it was the conviction, the passion, the joy, and enthusiastic energies behind the words that really made people take notice. I explained to my friend that until she really owns who she is and what she does, then she will not be showing up authentically in the world. and that the world cannot recognize her and send her people and opportunities to foster who she is. And while my original elevator speech was who I am, the words I now use are in a different order. For you see, listeners, it's just really been in the past 8 to 12 weeks that I've stated emphatically to others and the universe, when they ask who I am, that I first and foremost am a writer and an author, an international radio host, and I am also a licensed Reiki master teacher and angel practitioner. Now, this may not seem all that important and merely a case of semantics on the positioning of the words, but energetically, it has huge implications. By stating to the universe emphatically and without any doubt that I am first and foremost a writer and an author, it can be in no ambiguity as what to send me in fulfillment to my owning that this is who I am. Whereas before I stressed other things, this is put at the first of the list now. Now, this friend of mine who has a tendency not to believe in herself and puts herself down said, but how do I know, how do I own who I am? And I said, fake it till you make it. You know, I've stated to the universe that I'm an international best-selling author and writer, and I'm a sought-after authority as a metaphysical teacher, both nationally and internationally. But when I say it, these are not merely words, but they are said and felt in my heart that I am living this already. So I asked my friend who she was, and what she does. And she said that she was a life coach and a writer, but what she really wanted to realize was starting her own production company. Now, synchronistically, she drew to herself a prospective partner to start this desire of production company only 2 weeks ago. So I said, like myself, my focus used to be on the Reiki master teacher and the angel practitioner, but now I've put those words writer and author in the front. And man, listeners, have I written for the past year. I mean, radio programs and newsletters and books and blogs. The universe is now sending me connections and opportunities that align with me being a writer. You know, I suggested that the next time someone asks this friend of mine who she is and what she does, she needs to say, I own a production company and I'm currently reviewing several projects. Well, watch what you think, because magic shows up in your life. Right then, a man and a woman and their two dogs sat down at the only empty table in a very crowded cafe, which was right next to us. One of their dogs, a large, hairy, standard poodle, barged its way straight to my friend and put its head in her lap. The owner smiled and said that the dog obviously wanted to connect with her. I saw this as an angel sign. My friend and I went on to eat our brunch and speak more about the fulfillment of our dreams. You know, about 15 minutes later, the woman at the table with the two dogs starts to sneeze. One, sneeze, two, sneeze, three. She continues, and I start counting out loud, finishing with six sneezes. And I said to her, that's great. Sixes are all about harmony and joy and balance and a smoother road after trying times. Suddenly, the man at the table turned around and said, do you know numerology? Because I have a question for you. Why do I keep seeing 111 and 1111 over and over again? I said that this was a sign from the angels to remain in the present moment in order to see the very clear signs that God and the angels were sending him in answer to his desires being fulfilled. Now, the posse of angels went on to tell him that the more he lets go of worry, stress, and control, the more he would not be in the future and taking away from the magic of the present moment and its synchronicities. For example, like taking notice, the snake. Well, his wife or his partner was amazed, and she confirmed all this and said that she is continually telling him to remain present and to stop worrying. I introduced myself, and I handed them my brochure, and she handed me her business card as she was a nurse and a midwife. And she said, I would love for my clients to receive Reiki. Do you have other brochures I can have? And her husband and partner then turns to my friend and asks her the million-dollar question and asks her, what do you do? and suddenly she has a look of panic on her face. She quickly recovers and finds her voice, knowing that the universe is sending her an opportunity to own what she does, and she says, I have a production company, and I'm a writer. This gentleman then looks at my friend and says, you know, I have this wonderful idea for a documentary, which I've wanted to make for a very long time, and I haven't spoken a word about it with anyone, but I feel compelled, I feel comfortable to tell you about it. He then hands both of us business cards and said, you never know, maybe I never told anyone of my idea before because it's your production company that will be the one that I have been waiting for to make this documentary. Let's speak. And when we said goodbye, it felt like we were saying goodbye to friends. And the posse of angels is saying that this was not a random coincidence. By giving my friend an opportunity to state emphatically who she was and what she does, the universe answers with the connections and opportunities to foster our dreams. Now, we all have dreams and wishes and desires, but the difference in people's experiences come down to how much they truly own who they are. You know, I like the quote that says, you are not who you are, but you are who you think and believe you are. Before we go on to speak more about owning who we are, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to 910. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Namaste.
Namaste. Who's this?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina. So how is John today?
Actually, I'm pretty down, to be honest with you.
Okay. Any reasons in particular or everything in particular?
Everything in particular.
Okay. Usually when our life comes falling down on us like a house of cards and it's much too heavy to find our way out, we can kind of, apportion it to some particular area of our life, you know. How are your relationships going?
Pretty lame.
Okay, pretty lame. Okay. How is your career going?
Horrible.
Horrible. And how is your health?
Excellent.
Okay. All right. So you could actually say my life is going pretty well health-wise. You can put your gratitude and appreciation on your health. But we're going to look at those two areas, your relationship and your career. Now, is the job you're doing the last job in the world?
Is it the what?
Is it the last job in the world?
I don't know what that means.
Do you have any? Okay. Are there any other jobs in the world other than the job that you're doing now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. So then you have to ask yourself, are you in a career that you adore, that you love?
No, definitely not.
Okay, now why is that?
That's a good question.
Okay. The reason many people choose to stay in jobs that, a lot of times they don't resonate with the job, they're not happy doing it, because their resonance is not aligned with it. And it's not the last job in the world. So you actually can change your vibrational energy inside and say, I am worthy and I am deserving of having a job that is fun for me, that I can be creative at, that I'm passionate about, and I will go out and I will, that's my intention to the universe. My intention to the universe is that I work with wonderful people, like-minded people. We create together. We're passionate together. And rather than being in the job that you are now, if you could do any job in the world, what area would it be in, John?
Well, I'm a medium and a musician.
You're a medium and a musician.
Yeah.
And you don't like either of these?
Well, pretty much where I'm at, I tried working at a metaphysical shop for about a year, but everyone in this town just tried to prove that I was not a medium. So, no, that was very frustrating. There was nothing enjoyable about being a medium at all, actually. It was nothing but tests and confrontation.
Okay. And do you still believe in yourself that you are a medium?
Probably.
Okay. Now, a lot of the times, if we need to foster who we are, and last radio program was about speaking our truth, about standing in our truth and speaking our truth, we will bring naysayers to ourselves. We will bring those people who don't get us. And quite frankly, that has nothing to do with us. You know, they're allowed their opinion, and they're allowed to, you know, state what they believe. But if we really do believe in who we are, that has nothing to do with us and shouldn't really make a difference. But if you're not fostered, in these energies that we're in now, things are supposed to happen with ease and grace. And if they're not happening with ease and grace, it means a sign. It's a sign for you that whatever that is not in alignment with who you are, and it's time for you to step out and to then bolster who you are inside and draw to yourself those people. Maybe there was some doubt inside of yourself, and so you might have been tested that way.
Okay.
So, all right. You said your relationships are pretty lame. Usually when our relationships are lame, and I like that word that you used, lame, it's because there's something lame inside of us. Our relationships are only a mirror of what we have in ourselves. Now, if our relationships are not truthful, if they're dishonoring, if they're disrespectful, you know, if our friends and our romantic relationships are not in supportive of us and loving and gentle and kind and considerate, then we have to turn the mirror back on ourselves and say, what are we reflecting out to the world that is showing us this reflection? Because we can't have that in front of ourselves, you know, wonderful, kind, gentle, honoring, respectful relationships, when we do not fully encompass this inside. What I would suggest to you is to be that. Stop looking outside of yourself for anything to fulfill yourself. Be that within, particularly in relationships, what you wish to manifest for yourself in front of you, in your reality. And we live in such extraordinary times now of instant manifestation that it's unbelievable what happens as a result of us believing in ourselves and sort of projecting to the world, I am worthy and deserving and loving and kind and gentle and considerate and trustworthy and reliable. And so the list goes on and on and on. If you want to see it in your reality, be it. And I'm just going to the cards now. And pulling three cards out. Okay, that first card we have is the Four of Pentacles. Four of Pentacles, as you know, is a foundation card. And the Pentacles has a lot to do with our abundance. In this case, yes, it could do with riches. It could do with being more financially remunerated. But this is about having abundance in yourself, and about having a stronger foundation of who you are. And then once you really feel abundant, you know, I am a best friend to myself. I am a lover to myself. I love myself. And that's not selfish, and it's not, self-centered or anything like that, because it's loving the divine inside of us, regardless of our choices. And then you will feel abundant, and then you will draw an abundance of health. Well, you already have excellent health, but an abundance of, you know, friendship and career choices and whatever it is in your life that you want to bring to yourself. The next card is the death card. And as you know, that signals a time of ending. So the posse of angels are winging their way in here. They're chiming in and saying that that you really have to turn the mirror back on yourself. And if you want, and if you desire to have a career inside of you, a career outside of you, or the relationships outside of you that are more in alignment, then you have to project a different kind of energy within, and not to the next card is the temperance card. And not to try to push the river in all of this. Practice the art of allowance and be patient as this unfolds before you. You will definitely see your reality change once you adopt a kinder, softer, gentler, more loving way with yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Absolutely. Okay. I've been hearing the word patience a lot lately. That's why I've been hearing the word patience a lot lately. That's why I was laughing.
Okay. Well, it's just more confirmation. So go off, shine your light brightly. You know what? I have had my fair share of naysayers in the past month, and it's only made me stronger and more convicted in my authenticity and in my truth.
Excellent.
Okay. So go out and. Lots of love and blessings to you, John.
Thank you. Same to you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller, 708. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, who is this?
This is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Illinois. Lucy in Illinois. So how's Lucy?
I'm fine. I'm just looking for a message from my angels just to help me get through. I'm taking a test this afternoon, and I'm looking for that divine cheerleader.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part. Looking forward to?
I'm looking for some divine cheerleading.
divine cheerleading. Okay. All right. The first thing that I'm receiving is, do you get excited about what will happen as a result of taking this test and passing it?
Yes.
Okay. So you're obviously, it feels like you're obviously, in the right career and the right niche or the right thing that you're doing. Can you give us a clue as to what it is you're taking a test for?
It's an insurance exam.
It's an insurance exam. Okay. So you're excited about it, and are you working in this field already?
I just started. This is part of the requirement.
Okay. All right. So the posse of angels are telling me that we do things, and they're as a result of us drawn to do things. There are so many different reasons other than just that job to do things. They're telling me that there are very key people that you're going to be meeting through this job that are going to be very helpful for you in a number of ways in your life, and not just job-wise. So stay in the present moment, keep your eyes and your ears open, and allow that to magically unfold for you. Let me go to the cards and have a look, see what comes out for lovely Lucy. There you go, Ace of Swords. New beginnings around your communication and around your intellect and your mental capacities. And it's showing you this job, it shows you that this will really help you to grow. And it will help you to stay more. You'll feel more at ease with yourself about communicating, and you'll feel better about yourself. But in some ways, you'll feel more aligned with who you are, and it's going to help you in so many different areas. The next card shows you barreling forward. It's the Eight card. The Eight card is always about prosperity and wealth and riches and being remunerated for your gifts and your talents. And it's the strength card. And they're saying that, associated with this new business or this new career that you're stepping into, it will help empower you. And, oh, here we go, the Queen of Pentacles saying that that the abundant feeling that you're going to have is beautiful inside, and you're going to be garnering more friends, and it's just going to be a great opening for you. So they're saying that before, what time is your test?
3:30 this afternoon, 2 hours.
Okay, so it's coming up soon. They're saying that after you listen to the show or before the test, just say I intend see yourself already having passed the test. See yourself being calm and peaceful as you take the test. You intend that all the things that you study come back easily for you, and visualize yourself being able to comfortably and easily answer the questions in a peaceful, serene way, and to pass the test. And visualize yourself doing that, and take that and know that deep in your heart. And that'll
Wonderful.
Help you enormously. That'll help you enormously.
Wonderful.
So I hope that's been helpful to you, Lucy. Hey, drop
yes.
me an email at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com, and tell me your experience having intended that and then going into that exam.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Lots of love. And I won't say good luck because it's not about luck. We make our own luck through the belief in our hearts and the intentions that we hold. So take care.
Yes, we do. Thank you, dear.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 972. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, my name is Michaela from Dallas.
Hi, Michaela. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you for saying my name correctly. I have a family situation I would like a little guidance with.
Okay.
I have a family member that's a boarder right now in the little house behind our house, and there's some situations I'm not quite sure how to handle or how to proceed, and or what the feedback I'm going to get on it is. So I was hoping
okay.
for some guidance on that.
Okay. The first thing I'm picking up is that, and it's a very strong word, but there is dishonor there. The posse of angels is, there's just something that's out of alignment that, I don't know, do you have a contract? Do you have an agreement that this person signed?
No. Well, other than the rental agreement as to how much a month, but not outside of that.
Okay, so it wasn't ever stated about boundaries, about what was expected, you know, about the use of things. Nothing was ever determined then?
Right.
Are they on a month-to-month?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what you do have is, you know, it's renewed month to month. So what you can do is that, you know, at the beginning of the next month or whatever, or the end of this month, or even mid-month, you can go towards them and you can state authentically and very forthrightly the things that are not sitting well with you. When you're picking up, this is your intuition, Michaela. We all have intuition. We all have psychic awareness. And the more we listen to it, the more our lives will flow with ease and grace. Now, you're picking up that there is something that this person is doing that is not in alignment with the way that you would like them as a boarder to act, correct?
Right.
Okay. So there is no right or wrong. There's no good or bad. There's only what Michaela desires in life. Now, that might sound a little bit, you know, selfish or arrogant, but because we are all children of God, we come in with our wishes, our dreams, our hopes, and our desires. And if we make that a priority, then, and we honor and respect ourselves, then the universe and others know how to respect and honor ourselves. How long has that person been there?
Just a few weeks. Yeah. Just a few weeks. So,
hello?
It's, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, just a few weeks. Yeah, he's staying there. It's our daughter's husband, and he's staying there while she's in boot camp. So it's a temporary situation. And so do you have any insight as to what his attitude and feelings towards us are?
No. And what his attitudes and feelings to you should not, that has nothing to do with you. The minute that we project ourselves and we concern ourselves and worry and stress and control what somebody else is feeling about us, then we're draining our power away.
No, that's true.
So the only thing that we can do is we can control ourselves and put our intention and emphasis on being as happy and as respectful and honorable and, honorable as we can be. And there is nothing wrong. I know this is when family is involved, it's a little bit more difficult, but you have the added advantage that he's only been there for 2 weeks. And so in the initial stages of something, it's much easier to say, oh, and by the way, I didn't state that, I would prefer, you know, then I'm asking you to, along with renting the place and, you know, for being a boarder, that you adhere to X, Y, and Z. And the more that you can state this 100% honestly and openly with no attachment, I mean, no attachment other than I am allowed to have my voice, I am allowed to feel the way I do, and I'm allowed to state this authentically, because after all, it's my house and, you know, you're a boarder here. So I would say, I'm shuffling the cards now, but I would say you need to find your authentic voice, Michaela. And they're saying that if you do not address this, and this is for all listeners out there, if you have an intuitive feeling, boom, the puppy of angels just gave me an electric shock. If you have your feelings and you silence them and you do not state them, then the alarm bells will grow louder to get your attention to follow your intuition. And the situation will just grow worse.
Okay.
Instead of advising, let's see what comes out to you. You know, you're not doing this to be mean, and you're not doing this to be, you know, argumentative. You're doing this to be authentic. I mean, you know, give yourself a break. You're allowed to have your thoughts and your feelings, your emotions and your opinions, they're yours. They're God-given to you. So the more you state yourself honestly, openly, authentically, and transparently, the more you've done your job, you know, boundaries. Okay, the Seven of Swords came up, and this is just confirmation all over the place how, you know, on one hand, you want to be nice, you want to be family, you want to make everything nice and smooth, but on the other hand, this is like they're showing me like a grit in an oyster, which could create a pearl, but it's actually creating this agitation inside of you for you to be honest and truthful for yourself. If you state yourself authentically, honestly, openly, and transparently, and you not draw a line in the sand, but establish those boundaries and limits into how you and your property need to be honored, then the Six of Wands come in. That's the victory card. You will feel victorious. You will feel triumphant. You will garner and take back your personal power. And the next one is the Nine of Pentacles. And the Nine of Pentacles is the abundance card, and it shows a woman standing in a field of wheat, which is abundant harvest, which is, you know, she's got gold coins at her feet, and she just feels abundant. The nine is also about a completion. You know, remember every person that we draw to ourselves, we write them in our contract. And we not only write that person in our contract to help us learn our lessons, but sometimes we write their contrasting characteristics along with that person in order for us to be challenged, you know, perhaps to push our buttons, to help us to grow and to be more authentic. So your life is going to become much easier if you step up to the plate and you are just as authentic as you possibly can be in the most loving and kind way. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
That has been. How would he respond, do you think, for a... we thought about putting it in writing and actually having all the contract in writing, which I think we're going to do either way. I'm just not sure what kind of reaction to be prepared for.
Well, that, again, you can't control, because that is his free will and free choice. All you can do is just write out the contract, and intention is the most loving and considerate that you can be, but the most honest and honorable to yourself.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Take care. Lots of love, Michaela. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 443. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding.
Hi, Candy. How are you?
I'm well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Kathy.
Sorry, the line just broke up. Who is this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
Ah, Maryland. I have two brothers in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Ah.
Kathy from Maryland. So how is Kathy today?
I'm doing pretty well. I thought I would just ask for a angel message.
Okay. Any areas of your life in particular that you want to take a look at?
My spiritual journey.
Okay. You know, a lot of times people say, how can I be more spiritual? And the posse of angels, they never laugh at us, but they laugh with us, because we are actually spiritual beings having a human experience. So when somebody asks, how can I add to my spirituality, they're saying, you are as spiritual as you can be already. A lot of times, because they see us, they don't see us as human. They see us as spiritual. They see us as divine. It's interesting. A lot. I was asked this. I was interviewed yesterday on radio/TV, and the person asked me, "How can you be more? How can people connect more with the angels? How can they be more spiritual?" And a lot of the times, people equate spirituality with being more awakened, being more conscious.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, the only way that we can exhibit our spirituality in human form is if we only live in the present moment.
Mine is more about healing, I guess. What kind of healer?
What kind of healer? Okay.
All right.
So you want to, as per what modality to study, or
yes,
what area
uh-huh,
to go in,
exactly.
or where your strengths
right.
are? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm hearing Reiki. Do you practice Reiki already?
I do Reiki, but it doesn't really resonate with me.
Okay. Have you done the master teacher degree in it?
Not yet, no. She hasn't offered the class yet.
Oh, okay. So are you a Reiki 1 practitioner?
Reiki 3.
Oh, you're Reiki 3. Okay. So, all right, let me see if the Puppy of Angels, what they have to say about your continuation with Reiki. Did they feel this is something that you should continue on? All right. It's definitely in the field of energy healing. Have you searched for other modalities? in this area?
Yeah, I have.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you have. Okay.
I took a quantum angel healing class.
I was just gonna. I was just gonna say the other area that I would suggest was quantum touch.
Okay.
As I studied quantum touch when I was in Australia, and a lot of people say that it's a Reiki, like Reiki on steroids. You know, it has a great deal to do with putting the emphasis on the breath. Quite miraculous things have happened as a result of that. So I'm getting a very good feeling about you investigating the quantum touch healing, and I think that would be that would open you up more. The reason that this person that you were studying with, it's almost as if it's been blocked for you. Because those experiences enable your personal growth, it almost is you've come to the end of that Reiki journey, and they're asking you now to go in a different direction. So let me go to the cards and see what we have here.
So go back to go for the Reiki master then.
Yeah. Are you currently doing this as a full time practice?
No.
Okay, all right. They are saying that they're going, okay, what's your hold up? Do you have business cards?
No.
Do you have brochures? Do you have a website?
No.
Okay, and they're saying, why not? In the first
because
part
I...
of... Okay, go on.
Because I'm trying to heal myself. I need to have... back surgery, and I've been in a lot of pain lately, so.
Okay. The posse of angels are saying that you're more ready than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
Even with your physical disabilities, you know, or disability that you're going through, they're saying that you have this vast amount of spiritual knowledge within you, and they're saying that you are the metaphysical teacher. In order to support yourself, many back problems come as a result of us not supporting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you support yourself in this area, the more you will feel supported, the more the universe will support you. So it's amazing in these energies that even if we make the smallest step to that, Kathy, the smallest step to that which our heart desires, and if we really resonate with it, wham, the universe will come in and will provide for us. So the more that you can believe in yourself, and the first part of this readout was all for you. I mean, it was for everybody else as well, but, you know, grab hold of that and say, I am the healing practitioner, and I help to transform people's lives, and see yourself and visualize that. But that can't happen on the earth plane if we don't have the physical tools in place. So fake it till you make it. Have those business cards, hand out those brochures, speak to people that you are. I mean, you could be a professional Reiki practitioner right now with Reiki 3. I know it doesn't resonate with you, and certainly you don't need to go on to do it, but if it resonates with you, go on and do it. But all I'm saying is that it will not happen unless you believe in yourself, and also that you step up to the plate, the universe, to believe in you as well. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out.
Okay.
The first one is the Knight of Swords. Okay, and that's the take action. So it's confirming. it's just saying to me that it's just confirmation of you get out there. The world needs you, Kathy. It's not only that the world needs you, but you need you. You are going to support yourself in so many ways by taking action on this that you will find that your back will be alleviated of pain the more you support yourself, okay? The next is to the King of Swords is you. It's interesting that there are the two swords here, and the swords are all about communicating. Communicating to the world who you are through those brochures and those business cards. And be the authority. Show the world that you're authority. Hell, I say to the world, I'm an international best-selling author, and I know that to be true. That hasn't physically manifested as yet on the earth plane, but it's coming. Unless you own who you are, the universe cannot send you equal amounts of belief in you. And the Two of Wands is there, you holding the world in your hand and affirming that you have great ideas and great creativity and great vision for your world. But the world cannot answer that until you own it and you grab hold of it. So I hope, Lucy, that's been helpful for you, and it will alleviate your back pain, and it will provide great support for you to step forward.
Okay. I trust in your message. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. Look after your beautiful self and take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. There's still time to call in for some free angel guidance and advice. That call-in number is 646-716-6794. Now, before your wonderful phone call, thank you, callers, we were speaking about the importance of owning who we are and letting that settle into every fiber of our being. For until that happens, the universe is kind of in the dark to know what opportunities and connections to send us, because the angels cannot interfere with free will and free choice. You know, the posse of angels wants to remind us that many of us have been in such a constant state of service and contribution to helping and to bring about the great shift in consciousness on our planet that we may have forgotten who we are in the process. You know, many light workers have spent the last 10 years helping and enabling others to find their own light within. And as a result, many of us lightworkers have put our own creative endeavors and dreams on hold as we helped to save and enable and help others to shift. But the posse of angels is saying that the time of usurping our dreams and putting our dreams on the back burner is well and truly over. So many of us may be thinking, okay, angels, what do I do now? And the posse of angels is saying that it's not so much about doing as being what you desire, because it's the being aspect that will start to flow from the energy that we create in our lives. For instance, we don't have to question all the time as to what makes us happy. We just have to be in joy in order to be happy. We don't have to figure out what we will love in order to love. The posse of angels is reminding us that by choosing to be in gratitude and appreciation for what we have in every moment of our lives, then life is always fulfilling for us. And when something happens that seems to be taking us off track or away from our so-called plans, it is the universe swooping in and co-creating something for the ultimate fulfillment of our dreams. You know, listeners, although many times the perceived detour looks anything but desirous in our lives, but in retrospect, we can clearly see the importance of this unexpected diversion. Or I like the quote by Steve Roper, who states, life is what happens to us while we're busy making other plans. You know, and remember, listeners, life can only be experienced in the nanosecond of the now. This is life lived in the present moment, and it mirrors the experience that happened to my creative writer friend. She stepped up to the plate. She owned and voiced the words, I have a I have my own production company, and the universe answered her with a prospective client with a documentary story to tell. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that we now live in extraordinary times of instant manifestation and very different energetically from the former lives we were living. And to answer those who are asking, Posse, what do I do next? They are answering that we don't have to know what the next step is going to be because that is pointing our focus to the future. Rather, we get to create the path that we desire, and we're able to do this from being in its energy, even if we do not have a clue what to expect. Again, the Posse of Angels is reminding us of those words, fake it till you make it. This is a very different concept for all of us. As before, many of us shifted into conscious life of awareness. We experience life only through doing. This is because our energies were not high enough and clear enough to co-create instant manifestation. Yet now, with so many of us being clear and living awakened lives, we now get to experience life through our vibrational frequencies and energies. So, this being the case, whatever you desire in your heart is going to be fulfilled by being in the energies of joy, creativity, fun, and love. The Posse of Angels is reminding all of us to stop waiting for life to happen. For that was the old paradigm of how we lived before. By living solely in the present moment, we begin to dance with this new way of being and start to interact with the splendor and the vastness of the now, the infinite possibilities of the present moment. By opening up our hearts, our minds, and our souls to living this way, we affirm to God and the angels who we are. We begin to create a powerful, pulsating, energetic around ourselves that is constantly creating our reality. And like I said to a few of those listeners, intend what you need to intend for your life and let God and the angels take care of the how and the when of it happening. That just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all of my callers. Thank you to those listeners for tuning into the program, either on the Blog Talk Radio site or perhaps you're listening to the show for free on iTunes, which you've downloaded. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, which is filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditations CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing sessions, either in person or nationally and internationally, using distant healing, this can be done over the phone using Skype or just over the phone. You can call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716 or email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Blessings, everyone, and I do so look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.